92.7. Well, activists head to court to force the city of Joburg to take action over a massive illegal waste dump. Those who live and work in Kaya Sands have taken Hot 102.7 News through their daily struggle with pollution at the hands of criminals. The Kaya Sands landfill was officially closed more than 10 years ago, but the dumping and burning of toxic waste continues to this day. The filthy air is making people sick, streams are polluted, and criminal syndicates are raking in millions from running this illegal dump. Hot 102.7's Paul Ash has more from the scene of the crime.
The view from Bruce Turner's office window is a glimpse of hell. The Kaya Sands waste dump looms into a hazy Highveld winter sky. Tiny figures scurry around trucks offloading rubbish. Black smoke curls into the air where waste has been set alight. At the foot of the dump are hundreds of shacks, built on plots allegedly sold illegally by local gangsters. Turner, who's chairman of the Kaya Sands Business Association, is frustrated.
They're horrific. Piled full of waste. We know there's medical waste. There's huge piles of plastic burning within a few meters of kids playing and living. It's filthy in every way you can imagine. It's also right on a river, so it pollutes the river. And you can see as we sit here now, there's waste being burnt. It almost looks like something from an apocalypse movie.
He also knows there's no easy fix.
It's an enormous problem, and it's a very complex problem. It involves gangs operating, it involves illegal dumps, it involves a shortage of dumps in the city, a shortage of policing. I think the complexity of it's almost resulted in the city freezing.
The court case is a last-ditch attempt to force the city to take action.
It's something the community really can't do anything about without the assistance of state, and the state in many instances just doesn't want to get involved either because the challenge is almost insurmountable. It's left to communities to get together and take the city to court to fulfill their obligations.
Paul Ash, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.